careful with your eggs. Every man carrying on does not two eggs.
Well, I bet that was popular when they got home.
Yes, but in Canberra, they used to post them down to her relatives in Manchester.
Post them?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
My mercy, him. He must have had to pack them very...
But you said different regulations for eggs, and I have seen a soldier going down the pier at Kirkwall to catch a shot and see what, I think he had four. Well, the postal service, you got boxes, cardboard boxes, a dozen and two dozen, right? I think he was carrying four. Two dozen boxes, half the shop and see to buy eggs.
My goodness.
But
the numbers are just incredible. The peak year, they said, I'm pretty sure it was 72 million in that one year.
72 million?
Aye.
My goodness. And did that all go through these packing stations then?
Aye.
Yeah, they were processing more than a million a week.
Good Lord. And did they... sorry, I'm baffled with that. Just trying to imagine all these eggs. But so did they go put them to grocer shops, or what did they do when they went south? Did they, was there some kind of financial, you know, some kind of
presumably
a wholesaler? Yeah, yeah. So that would be it.
But then they
until 1962.
There was no Roro facilities then, and the egg boxes, the wooden boxes, 30 dozen, and it was the considerable time of the ship, loading the ship with the hoist was. Hoist the egg boxes. But we're talking about...
That was the problem in the seamen's strike in the 60s, was getting the eggs off, as much as getting them food in.
Yeah.
There was something that they just managed to reach some agreement before the eggs had ran out of date.
What's that?
I think it was in the paper at the time that they only just managed to sort things out with the strike to get those eggs off. Before they all had to be thrown out.
That would have been the right disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so it's a major operation then. It's a major business.
Oh, heavens, yes.
But eggs as currency. When the Italian workers were young, they made things such as rings. 24 eggs.
Is that a real one from them?
That's an Italian made ring.
Goodness sake.
He came by the door, he wanted 24 eggs.
Right.
He must have been travelling a fair distance to be able to understand this.
Goodness.
Up in Bruna. They were retired.
Fascinating. So
Ken Gopalbri in the house on your right hand side on the top of the hill there. That was for the Italians after the war, before they went home.
Was it?
Yes.
There we go. And
yes.
What's he made this out of then, I wonder?
Aluminium. They used to collect aluminium with scrap pips.
See, yes.
And later and rings. And so that one cost...
Quite a big finger. And,
well, it's a male size.
Oh,
24 eggs.
Yeah. Did he get 24 eggs for it?
Of course. He got 24. Yes, it's a male size. Kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was just wondering why the Italians were at how.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
They scaled them out. It was a soldier off, and it was an empty camp, and maybe he did come back for Sovronzi. But there was Italian. And they were great footballers. But you know, when they were playing football, they wore hair nets.
To wear hair nets?
Yeah.
Oh, they were very proud of their coiffures then.
That's the only talk about.